with the girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hello, Julie.
You're Christine. I'm Julie.
You know, Julie, what did the one buffalo who was fighting with the other buffalo say?
What?
Can't we just let bisons be bisons?
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Today, speaking of bison news, or bison, depending on where you're from.
I'm from Dixon, Illinois.
Yeah.
Bitch.
I went to the chairman of our board, and his daughter.
The chairman of what board, girlfriend?
The Lost Lake Utility District.
All right.
Because I'm the treasurer, and today was a very odd day. We had a.
Yes, it was a very odd day.
You had noticed that an email came through for me. I was gone. Mm-hmm. And you said, hey, oh, someone said that they didn't get paid yet. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay. What's that about? I better go check. And I'm like, what? I didn't get this bill. It's due Monday.
It's a big bill.
Yes.
For over $20,000.
Yes. It's a bond bill.
And you felt bad because as a newly, inducted treasurer, it's up to you.
Yes.
And you felt like you made a mistake. And so you called the lady.
Yes.
And said, I did not receive a bill. What is going on? Did I misplace it or what? And she goes, no, we just decided to go paperless.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
And it's like,
other places have done that. And it has been creepy
In
the sense that we're supposed to
think your email is so special.
Yeah.
It's one of the many that we get.
And also, most of us have systematized things now.
Yeah.
And we're not aware of things coming in or whatever.
Exactly.
And if you just decide to go paperless, you've got to give people at least a couple of months to get
into the cycle. Or at least tell me. Call me directly.
Right.
But I also wasn't in their queue for notification because this was, first time dealing with them by myself and all that stuff. So it was very interesting. Interesting, but it is what it is.
You had to go and ask the president. You were talking because you needed a signature, and he was just coming back from work, and he said, this week has been a shitty week.
But he didn't say shitty. He said
a hell of a week.
Hellacious.
A hellacious week.
So he kind of upped his language a little bit, which meant in subtext, shitty, crappy, the worst week ever.
But I've been wondering, because it's not been a great week energetically in some sense for a lot of people that we know. And I don't know if it had to do with just the holidays, so people just couldn't get back into the queue, or is it because it appears as if we're coming on board in terms of the COVID.
Right.
But we don't really know, masks on, masks off.
Different states have different
stuff.
That
sounds like the Karate Kid, right?
Masks
on, masks off.
Mask off. We just masker.
And people are eating outside now.
Yeah.
I mean, if like a restaurant, grab and go, but they stick a chair out with a little table and
you can eat there.
Then you can. It's just, I just don't know what's
and
going on.
And you go across the state and all of a sudden everything's open and you've got signs that say, hey, just let you know, wait staff is not wearing masks.
Yeah.
So I caution you. Don't complain to us.
Enter at your own risk.
Yes.
And I heard someone, this was on Fox News. They were interviewing somebody in Wisconsin, the state just to the north of us.
Yes.
And they were saying, we don't have a COVID problem here. We don't believe we're not wearing masks. But if we do get it, it's because of the people from Illinois coming up here and experiencing our wonderful land, our wonderful state.
Well, you take our money. So screw you, Wisconsin.
Yes, they do.
You have no problem opening your doors as long as we have our pocketbooks open. Correct. Now, I just want to let everybody know that Elliot right now is being exceptionally needy.
Yes.
I mean, he literally, we started this radio show. He was sitting up next to you.
Yes.
In a little ball.
Yes.
Just being sweet.
Because as soon as we started.
The reason why he was doing that is because I tried to get him out of the room. And he's like, oh, no. I'm not going to be out of the room today.
He's not the brightest bottle in the six pack.
No.
But he knew this. He knew that he was not gonna, he wanted to stay in the bed.
Yep. And then he decided that he's not leaving the room.
Yeah.
And then now he's like saying, okay, not only am I not leaving the room, I'm going to be like, I'm going to put myself on the computer.
Yeah. I don't like this thing that you're holding in your hand.
Yeah. I'm going to demand your attention. And yes, he is. So that if you're wondering what's going on in the background, it is him demanding attention. Mm-hmm. If I just had a video on him, you'd be like, what's mm-hmm. going on? Mm-hmm. He's got his cheesecake pose. He's just on his side. And then if I don't touch him, he'll reach for me like, hey, touch me, yeah. touch me, mm-hmm. touch me. I'm like, okay.
You know what I did today?
What'd you do?
I did something for the first time that I've never done before.
Oh, please tell.
Very first time, I was watching a Netflix comedy special.
Yes.
And I got so bored, I turned it off.
Hey!
I couldn't even tell you the name of it, but he was an Indian guy.
Uh-huh.
And he was just telling Indian jokes.
Oh,
not like,
yeah, I know,
like Apache Indian, right, but yeah. like, yeah.
Right.
But the audience was Indian.
Right.
And so they got all
they got. They thought he was the most hysterical thing in the yeah. world.
And I just was like, I'm not sorry, dude. I mean, I gave him like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I thought, so then, are you maybe racist? I can get, yeah, that's what I felt. I was like, am I just a racist bitch, you know? Yeah.
Truly,
I'm just a comedy whore.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't put out for this one.
Yeah, you couldn't. He wasn't offering enough.
No.
If he was offering more, you would have put out for him.
I just couldn't get it.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's like Dan Savage says, you don't have to like someone's kink. You just don't have to. You don't have to be turned on by their kink.
Right. What Dan Savage would say, you know, your yum could be my yuck.
Yes.
My exactly. yuck can be your yum.
Exactly. Yeah. And that would be okay.
Yeah. So today, his yum was my yuck.
For sure. Yeah. Well, and there's a couple things we got to talk about with Dan Savage. He's got his Hump Festival going on live this
yes.
weekend. It might be middle of next week too, possibly a few yeah. more dates.
Just a few more dates.
Yeah, online.
And because he can't see, you
right,
know, go
he
to
travel.
Theaters, he's having it all online.
Yes.
And I've decided to give Norm his Father's Day present early.
Yes. And you're going to watch amateur porn.
I'm going to watch.
Julie,
you know it's called the Pornatine.
That's right. It's probably not the quarantine, it's a quarantine.
That's right.
Because there's nothing better to do than just watch porn.
Yeah.
Well, I could barely sit through other people's 48-hour movies
yeah.
when we did it.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I can sit through other people's porn.
Yeah, and they're 5 minute. They're basically based on our 48-hour movie.
Yes, exactly.
And
5 minutes long.
So you get 5 minutes and you get to do whatever, you know, sex positive people do.
Yes. I'm tired of that term, sex positive.
I'm tired of that term too, Julie.
I'm tired of that term, sex positive.
I'm just so tired. I get here. I listen to Dan say, hi, Dan. I'm a 28-year-old binary. Sex positive person.
And I'm like, dude, like, I'm sex positive.
Mean? Yeah.
I'm sex positive. But it seems like you can't say you're sex positive unless it is preceded by
the rest of you are
the rest
sex
of my
negative.
Own. Yeah. No,
I think it sounds more like a disease.
Yeah. Sex positive.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you know, I saw you come out of that bathroom and you didn't. I thought you kind of were sex positive.
Yeah. You go, where's the doctor? Oh, I'm sex positive.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yep. Gotta take about 2.5 weeks of an antibiotic. Oh,
every
no.
day.
Sex positive. Well, he had a phone call that was disturbing,
to say the least.
To say the least.
Yeah. Julie, tell us.
So Dan Savage, I didn't know how you were going to answer this question, and you did a fairly good job,
mm-hmm.
which was, I'm not even sure I heard the answer completely. What did mm-hmm. you say? But maybe we can figure
it out. I can tell you the answer.
Yes. So here is a question.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like a very sane young woman calling up.
Binary.
But no,
is that the right term?
No, she wasn't binary.
Non-binary.
Yeah, there you go. She's non-binary. But she says that she likes to engage in fantasy where she murders a couple and then her and her partner have sex in their murdered blood.
In the blood.
In the
of
blood.
Of the murder victims.
Of the murder victims.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't mind if she was murdered.
She likes to be
murdered.
But then dismembered.
Right, dismembered.
Yeah.
And then I guess the guy made, you know, you know, has fun with her corpse.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
And then, of course, she has this caveat, which is, now, Dan, of course, I don't really want to die. I don't want to really kill anybody. Right. But these are very, very strong fantasies.
And I happen to be single right now.
Yes.
So, as you can tell, I'm single.
I'm struggling.
So I can't find... How do I trust somebody? If I find somebody on Craigslist that's willing to participate in this kind of role-playing, what do they call it, cosplay?
Yeah, not cosplay.
I would say murder play.
Yeah, murder play. Because cosplay means they're wearing a Superman outfit. Yeah, she's Wonder Woman, he's Superman. And like, and then again, I murder people because they're, yeah, I murder those Marvel characters.
Non-binary they're not DC. Cosplay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. And it was interesting because the first thing you said to me after we heard this and we're like, what? That was my internal thing. Mm-hmm. Internally, I said, what? But I try to be more woke than this. Mm-hmm. I listened to Dan off and on for years.
Yeah.
And he said, now, this is not the first time I've gotten this phone call.
Right.
He goes, I'm surprised I don't get it more because we have such a fetish with murder mysteries.
And serial killers.
Yeah, exactly. We do, but not because we want to have sex and murder people's blood. I mean, that's just gross.
Right.
I mean, I got dirty. I
got to take a shower.
Yeah. I mean, like, I want at least... I'm not saying you shouldn't take a shower after sex. I'm just saying, like, I want the option not to.
Right.
But if I'm just completely drenched in blood, there's a guarantee that I have to take a shower.
Yes.
You know, and you're just like, ah. So a little bit more of a step there than I'm really into.
Right.
But, and then you said, this is the problem. You keep having to push the boundaries on your kink. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. and I get that mm-hmm. because that's exactly what the brain does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do this, you know, she might have just started off having sex while Law and Order's in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's like
SVU.
SVU, of mm-hmm. course. You know, back, you know, just you know, having fun. Mm-hmm. Then they start like, she's Elliot, you know, he's Elliot Stabler and she's, you know, Olivia Benson, mm-hmm. you know, like now they're, you know, they're playing a little bit, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, instead of them being the cops, now one's the murder victim.
Now Orange is the New Black,
and then or they're the murderers,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden it goes into not only do I want to be this, I want to find a partner, find a couple.
Yeah, see,
that I can kill.
You got to find a couple.
So she wants three people to invest in her fantasy.
Yeah.
Her effed up fantasy.
Yeah.
Because at some point, I remember reading someplace, and I didn't...
Can I say something real quick?
Go for it.
I think that it's not... Ultimately, I agree with the non-binary black person who calls themselves they.
Yes.
He had a stake in what was going on.
What was his name, though? Was it Blackish?
His name was Black Man.
No, it wasn't. It was Blacker.
Blackstone.
No. It was something like that, though. It was, he really
Blackson.
Was.
Blackson.
Blackson. Blackson. That was his name.
Blackson.
He's a podcaster. He's a famous.
Famous podcaster.
They is a famous.
They.
And he said, what did he say? They said.
They said, it shouldn't be really too much trouble to find three other people to engage in this fantasy if you look in the right place.
Oh, yeah. And she says, I don't like to look at FetLife, whatever the hell that means.
I don't either.
But I'm just, see, here's the thing. At some point, I would be concerned that, you know, unless we signed a contract and we all had like our driver's license in a safe place
mm-hmm.
so that no one could kill us and like walked away and saying, this was part of the deal. We just went a little too far. Oh, you know. Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, we've heard stories about people like to... you know, they like to be choked out during sex
mm-hmm.
and then it goes a little too far. I mean, Dan always says, I am not for choking out during sex because you could die. You could literally misjudge
mm-hmm.
and so forth. So are you like, what if someone brought a real knife to a fake knife murder, you know, murder sex mystery love thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, menage a trois.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got fake knives and fake mm-hmm. guns and someone brought a real one.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, what?
That's right,
you know,
girlfriend.
What's going on here?
That's
so
right.
I feel there are some, but they got it right. I think they said mm-hmm. you could find somebody.
Yes.
They also said that wasn't their dealio.
Right.
And Dan was like, this is the thing where like, your kink is not my kink and go with God.
Your yuck is not my yum.
I don't think he said go with God, but I think that was me saying, go with God.
Please. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you.
And we hope that you love. And
that's what I'm going to be doing when I'm watching Hump Festival this weekend with your father.
Saying God loves you.
Everyone that I see, I'm going to say, God loves you too. God loves you.
Yeah.
And God loves you.
Yeah. Well,
and God loves you.
And also this. Jesus died for you, and Jesus died for you.
Jesus died for you.
And yes, the one with the dog collar, Jesus died for you.
And the ball in your mouth.
Yeah, Jesus died for you too.
For you.
Awesome. You know, Jesus died for us all. And then, and I wonder how many people who listen to this Dan Savage are like us, which is as vanilla as they come. Mm-hmm. But I do have a freak flag. I just don't like to express it. You know,
you don't like to express it? I think you express it all the time.
Yes. I don't mind. Nothing offends me.
Right.
I just want to participate in it. Right. It just seems like way too much fucking hassle. Right. This is way too much hassle. I got to get... What? Okay. Does that leather suit come in extra large? And do I have to buy talcum powder to get it on? And at some point, I'm just going to want it to be cut off. Like, I saw, like, just get the damn scissors. This is not going to...
Yeah, at some point, just like, I can't, I got to get out of it now.
At some point, saying, I'm having a hot flash. This is not going to go well for any of us. Get me out of here. It just seems like way too much work.
I think probably what would happen if you had your leather suit on, at some point, you would turn into the Hulk.
Yes.
And just like...
But
and
I
just
have to
like
say,
burst it open.
I am not. I don't judge anybody who calls.
And then run out of the room.
No, I do not judge anybody who calls, because mostly I am fascinated. I am curious. I have a mindful mindset, a state of mind that is just curious, mm-hmm. because I appreciate anyone who can be so passionate about something like this, mm-hmm. and. Because it requires another person, first off, mm-hmm. which always makes it messy, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, we heard the other day, this poor guy all these people are calling up and just being so distraught because they can't have fun with their pollies, you know.
Oh,
They're shut down with one person.
As of, lockdown.
Yeah, with lockdown COVID.
Your polyamory is for Zoom.
Yes. And I felt, and also, if you guys have not read the license agreement with Zoom, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I haven't either, but I'm guessing there's probably part that says, we have the right to pop in on anybody's, meeting to make sure everything's okay. Not saying we're doing it, we're going to pop in. And can you imagine popping in and going like, what?
You know what I heard about Zoom? Somebody said, what was the first one that was like Zoom? What was the first?
A meeting. Go-to meeting.
No. Was it start with a V? No. It wasn't.
I have no idea.
No, the first, before Zoom, there was. Yeah. What is
go-to
it?
Go-to meeting? It wasn't?
I don't know.
Okay, that's okay.
I can't think of the name of it.
That's okay. I don't know what you're talking
about. But they were saying like, oh, God, I can't think of the name of it. Oh, my God. It's just like on the tip of my tongue. It'll come.
Zoom?
No. Okay. But they're saying you guys dropped the ball. You've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
And you let Zoom come in and completely take over, and they saw what happened with the lockdown and everything, and really is in first place now. It's not go-to meeting, but it was like Lisa would always say, "Oh, I'll see you on I think we even had an icon on our computer
it. Oh, Skype?
Skype.
Okay.
That's what it was. Sorry.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
And so these guys are saying like, Skype, how did you drop the ball on this?
How did they drop the ball?
You know, just totally where's Skype at?
I don't know.
It's everybody Zoom this, Zoom that,
Yeah.
Speaking of, I kind of ran into that Dan Savage had a little bit of a bias, and I'll tell you what it is.
Okay, tell me.
Because he has he begins every podcast with a COVID lockdown story.
Yes.
Where people have found something that, erotic and sex positive during the And this guy called up, nice guy, in his early 40s. He's married to his lovely wife. They're both straight. They're they're monogamous.
Okay.
You know, they got three kids. And he said that he and his wife discovered on Netflix Outlander.
Okay. That's a movie, yeah.
And had found that it was very sexy. And so that they would put the kids in for nap time, mm-hmm. and then role play mm-hmm. some Outlander scenes.
Oh.
You know, and that it was really hot.
Oh.
And he just wanted to let Dan know that.
Oh,
good
job.
That was their little.
Yeah.
And Dan was like, okay, that's kind of cool, you know. Yeah. But he didn't really turn him on because it was straight vanilla.
Yeah, yeah.
Husband and wife.
Yeah,
you
kids
know.
Are in bed.
Yeah. But when I got, you know, home, I decided to go immediately to Netflix.
Yes.
And begin watching Outlander.
And?
I could not wait to see
sexy Outlander.
Yes.
Sex scenes.
And I am still waiting.
Okay.
I have not found one. I've watched like four episodes.
I've watched one
episode.
There was one sex scene in the first episode.
Oh, my God. What?
I mean, it was just, it was not a big dealio sex.
And that's what I'm saying. I could not, if that was what it was, it lasted like a split second.
And you're like, I fall asleep. It was a little long in that split second. Might have been 10.
I'm sorry, people, but I could not find anything unless... Right. I'm just so old that it takes a lot more for my motor to get started.
That could be it. Not that you're
Jewel. I appreciate good sex scenes. They're not there.
They're
just not there.
No, I was going to say this, that you have pushed your kink boundaries so far mm-hmm. that trans time, you know, because it's a time travel. Time travel kind of sex scenes do not turn you on.
Right.
You know, it's like watching Doctor Who. You don't get Doctor Who either.
Right, I don't.
You know, you're like, what?
But I did. But then I don't know if there was the same couple or another couple. They were also just very vanilla.
Yeah.
But somehow they got tuned into some kind of Hasidic sex thing.
Oh,
and
okay.
So what they decided to do is.
Oh, wait. Can I tell you what I think that means? Or should I not?
No, go ahead.
Because all I know is when you had, all I think of is, is Yentl.
Oh, really?
Because, like, don't you have to cut a hole in the sheets?
Yes.
Because you can't touch each other.
Yes. That's exactly what they started to do. So they found some old sheets, cowboy Rob old sheets, you know, and they cut a hole in the circle.
No, I think it's wrong. You cannot do this if the sheets have cowboys on them, is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah.
I think that would be awful.
Because they're not going to ruin a good sheet with
a
thousand thread count.
Okay, that's not going to happen.
So they old cowboy and Indian sheets.
Okay.
And they cut a circle.
Okay.
You know, circle the wagons.
Yeah.
And they started having their sex the Hasidic way.
Oh.
And they found it highly erotic.
Well, good. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that would be actually kind
Again, this is married vanilla sex. When you've got kids, laundry, like eight loads of laundry, you're cooking dinner, you're cleaning the house, you're paying bills, you cannot afford to fantasize being dismembered and being
You have. You don't have the luxury to think those thoughts.
No.
And then if I was the woman.
And if you're really, you know, pretending you're bleeding and so you're having sex and blood, you're thinking about is like, oh, my God.
I got to buy 10 vials of ketchup. This is too much. Yeah. What a waste of food.
So much work.
Yeah. Does anybody have any hot dogs? You know, I mean, yeah. I love, you know, it's very interesting. I can see the benefits of having a sheet between you guys, you know, and that's mm-hmm. a hole in the sheet.
Yeah.
One would be like maybe you wouldn't have to shave your legs as often.
Yeah.
Because you're not touching my
Nobody's going to see anything.
Yeah. It might be a different sensation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little intrigued by this thought.
I am very intrigued because here's the thing. The Hasidic Jews did this first.
Yes.
And now.
What was the reason? What is the biblical reason for this?
It's got to be clean. It's just got to be clean.
Everything's got to be clean.
You can't have any pork or you can get porked.
Exactly. Okay.
Hey, got but it? what's that thing in like restrooms? Oh, glory holes.
Yes.
Yes. So the gay people have somehow come in contact with this idea, and they invented glory holes based on the Hasidic Jew sheet, hole in the sheet.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I did not know. Dan Savage has taken me down these roads. I'm just like, this is really a thing? Is this really a thing? Yeah. It's like a one in a lifetime kind of thing. It's not
really
a thing.
Well, Dan loves glory holes, by the way, because what was his thought on it?
No, he
loves them.
Not for himself, though.
No, for other people?
He did not love them for himself. He's like, I don't get glory holes at all.
Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah, he said that. That's what he said. Yeah, I believe that's what he said.
I thought he said it's like you don't have to worry about knowing what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen.
And somebody said that they liked that, and he goes, I do not like that part about it.
Oh, okay. Maybe I misunderstood.
I don't like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
Yeah, you misunderstood that part. He exactly said the exact same thing.
Right.
But would it be funny if I interpreted it wrong?
Yeah.
I might have interpreted it. Maybe he's like this. You know, you just never know what could happen. And you're like, oh, all right, Dan, that's positive, right? Yeah. You're like, no, I don't know. I don't want to not know what's going to happen.
But then they said, then you kind of like, since you don't know what's going to happen, you don't have to take responsibility for it.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But what if something, it comes back from the hole damaged? You know, you put it in the hole, and then something happens to it. Don't know what's going to happen to it. Something's going to happen to it. Maybe the guy on the air end, his fetish is like literally like, you know, like how you swing a towel at something and it snaps.
Yeah. Ooh.
And he wants to snap, or like rubber bands.
Yeah.
He likes, like, I'm going to put rubber bands on this thing. I don't know.
Whipped cream.
Or yes, mom, that's what you put whipped cream. You know, but who knows?
Right.
You know, I don't know. I don't think I would be. But now this gives me some point, because here is the natural evolution of glory holes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had an experience this week where our Casey's has done what I thought was...
Casey's is a convenience store in the Midwest.
Yes.
They're franchised.
Casey's General Store.
No, they're not franchised. They're all owned by... Yeah. Yeah. By one General family.
So I went to use the bathroom, and they have different bathrooms in different stores. And this one had... Like, just you walk in and there's just like an open bathroom. So it's one bathroom per room, mm-hmm. right? Now, previously, there was a male and a female bathroom. And now to make things just easier, I guess, it's just unisex.
Oh, no.
Or just sex, basically. Now, this used to be a dealio. I thought this was a brilliant idea. Like, yeah, this is just smart. You know, we could share, you know, a sick bathroom. People do it in homes all the time.
A sick bathroom?
We can share just a regular bathroom with people. You know,
oh,
like,
okay.
You know.
Did you say sick, though?
No, I didn't think I said sick. Oh, but okay. Maybe I'm wrong. But I'm not. You are hearing me correctly with my tone, because men are gross. I thought that this was just a brilliant idea to, like, yeah, just put each bathroom unisex, whoever gets it first.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I'm tired of going to a bathroom with a toilet seat up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just tired.
Mm-hmm.
It means like, and then it looks like crap. I mean, there's paper on the floor. I'm sorry. I'm just, here's my problem too.
Mm-hmm.
When the seat is down, the hole is literally only 2 inches in circumference smaller,
mm-hmm.
maybe 15% smaller.
Mm-hmm.
What? You can't aim there. You gotta raise the hood to give you literally another 2 inches, because mm-hmm. you haven't been peeing your whole life. I bet every man has, you know, peed their name in the snow, right?
Right.
You can't aim into the toilet.
Sure.
You know, you put a little what do they call those sponges, or what do you call them? And they go in like
bee cakes.
Bee cakes. Yeah, I
put bee cakes.
Yeah, you'd hit the bee cake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so why did you raise the lid up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it just looks so gross to me.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, and so then I went to the other one, and the other one had the lid up, and there was a urinal.
So there was two toilets.
Well, there's two rooms.
Got it.
I went to the one. The seat was up. It looked messy, and I'm like going, oh, you men. And then I'm like, you know, in my mind, I'm sharing my bathroom with, like, you know, like everybody, like people, like, you know, like, she's wearing high heels, she's looking great, you know, I don't know. I'm just like,
she didn't pee much.
Yeah. But I'm like sharing my bathroom with construction workers who just had a bean burrito. You know, that's, and I'm not saying, I'm not judging, but take it down a notch maybe. I don't know. Let's be respectful.
Today,
one more thing.
Yeah.
They're taking it out on the bathroom as well, because at home they had to be respectful of the bathroom.
Sure.
They're like, their wives are like, can you put the seat down? Mm-hmm. Can you just be, can you throw the paper in the toilet? And so anyway, now the other one was just as bad. Now today I went to another bathroom that was unisex.
I was just going to say.
It was at the park.
Right.
And it was an outhouse-like thing.
Yeah.
And there's a big sign. Now, first off, you had commented.
I said, I asked you, how was it in there?
And I said,
and you went,
fine.
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 Well, and then I said, you don't want to talk about it anymore?
Not really.
And you went, no, I don't want to.
Well, I've never had this problem before. This nice park, it's a beautiful park.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lake and everything.
Yeah.
You go, there's no trash cans anywhere.
Yeah.
What the hell? There's no trash cans.
Yeah. So people are using...
Yes, they're throwing trash.
God.
To the point where somebody had to put a sign that says, please do not throw trash down the toilet. We can't get it cleaned out. It's too difficult.
Yeah.
And there was a big Red Bull can.
Plus, oh no.
Yeah.
No.
And I'm like, dude, really?
And plus,
are you
what
crapping
about the birds?
Red Bull cans? I mean, the only way you can have a Red Bull can that in that outhouse is if you crapped it. And then I say you have every right to
then
do
you
that.
You can have it.
You can have it in there.
Yeah. If you crapped it, you're fine.
If you didn't crap it, you don't have any right to put it in there.
Yeah. That's a good rule. I think that should be the sign.
That should be the sign. Not, yeah. Please don't throw trash.
If you crap trash.
If you crap trash.
You're okay.
You're okay.
Yeah.
If you don't crap it, doesn't go in.
That's right.
So that's my philosophy. So I've had a lot of interesting bathroom.
Yeah.
It's been a hell of a week. And the other thing is, now, if you've been listening to our podcast, you know that I've been diving deep the last year, or last 3 or 4 months, into Stephen King audiobooks. And I've been saying how there have been things going on in the audiobook.
You need to explain this, because I'll tell you why. You talked about it last week, but our show didn't drop last week.
It didn't drop?
No. They've had some issues. The brothers have had some issues with some things. So people may just be hearing about this for the first time. Give a little background.
Okay.
Do a little backstory.
Okay. So when I was listening to Dr. Sleep by Stephen King, I'm driving down the highway, and they mention in the book, or in the audiobook, about how this little the parents of this kid who has a shining in a very strong way. Both parents had dreams of the baby on a floor naked with numbers written on him. And it was the numbers of plane crashes. Now, I think one was 77, and I'm not sure, 56, something like that. Now, the dealio was exactly when they said that number, I was crossing mile marker 56, let's say, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what? That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's one that happened.
That's right.
You know. The other thing was, I'm driving in the middle of the night, and they mentioned it's 2:33 at night. I'm like, I look at my clock. It's 2:33 at night. I'm like, oh, my God. This is nuts. I can't believe this is going down.
Yeah. This is a real thing.
This is a real thing.
With Stephen King and being in sync.
So,
as you're hearing the audible story.
So last week, I think it was last week. What did I say last week? That I was just west of Joliet,
right?
And it said, and Trash Guy was just walking west
trash
of
man,
Joliet. Trash Man
was just
happened to be walking west of Joliet. At the exact same time, I'm west of Joliet.
Yeah.
And I said, "What? This is so freaky!"
But no, because you called me. It was like 2:30 in the morning. And you were scared.
I started to get scared.
Yeah.
Because
wasn't there a
down.
Storm at the same time? And
yeah.
then there was a storm.
Yes.
Actually, it was a tornado.
It was a tornado. Yes.
Yeah.
It
and
was.
You called me.
Yes. And so forth. He's fine. I'll take him later.
Yes.
He'll be okay. Or if he won't be okay, he'll call us back. or should I take it now or no? No. Okay, good. So anyway, then finally... Now, you might think to yourself, these are not on a scale of 1 to 10 of synchronicity, they're like a 7, maybe a 5. Not like hardcore.
Right.
Like this could happen to anybody.
They're accumulating though.
They're accumulating.
Yeah.
And this could happen to anybody.
Or accumulating.
And then now finally, last night I'm driving and I'm going to be having shortly a Zoom party where we're all going to be playing some part of Joseph Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Right.
So yesterday I'm driving and I'm listening. I'm on YouTube and I'm just playing Joseph songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, great. Just playing Joseph songs. All is good. And then I'm enjoying myself, having a good time. I put that aside. I'm listening to The Stand.
And turn back The Stand.
20 minutes later, the narrator says, you know, it's like Joseph and his coat of many colors. And I'm like, what? Now, just, come on.
Just straight come out on. Of that.
Why would you tell me that? Yeah. That was a weird coincidence, right?
Yeah, it is, Julie.
I mean, what are the odds of someone is just within 10 minutes of watching Joseph Technicolor Dreamcoat on YouTube, hearing it while I'm driving, not watching it, but hearing it.
I mean, I am totally amazed, but I had a very, very similar experience.
What,
just when I was reading Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, okay.
And I had three or four things that happened just like that.
Right.
are just some books that provide that kind of synchronicity.
Yeah. And you're just going, how am I having this connection with this book? And do I like it?
Yeah.
Or am I afraid of it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's just a thing.
Yeah. It's just a thing.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, the Joseph thing freaked me out the most.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So that's all that's going on with me. It's just these interesting things are happening.
So you're using YouTube to get the Joseph stuff. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
You know, I've been a little upset because, you know, we have turned down our Netflix comedy specials.
Yes.
But now I heard that Joe Rogan has gotten paid $100 million.
Yes.
To take his stuff off YouTube and go to Spotify.
Yes.
Now, I don't know why we haven't been asked by Spotify.
Those
motherfuckers.
How dare you?
When are they going to come to us?
You put it out there. You've asked your angels to go and to make this podcast such a big thing in people's minds and on the top of their lips and tongues and talking about it. And I would be afraid what they really would talk about. Like, did you see those girls? They're crazy. They'll just talk about anything.
Well, here's the interesting thing, too. I was I'm not going to say the person's name, but he's got a top 100 podcast.
Okay.
That's what he says.
What
top
he says.
100. Mm-hmm. And very, you know, cool pictures, all the cool stuff.
Right.
And he says in his thing, and I've interviewed.
Yes.
Jack Canfield.
Mm-hmm.
I've interviewed Gay Hendricks.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the third person? I can't think of it. But. And this was like so special, you know?
Yeah.
And this was so cool. And I went, oh my God, we've interviewed those people.
We've interviewed those people.
But we didn't do like, we don't act like it's a big deal.
Yeah,
we
that's
don't
the
put
problem.
It in like, and I'm like, maybe we need some help, Julie. Maybe we need a PR person.
Maybe we need somebody to tell us that it's a big deal to interview these people, you know? And we're just like, no, we had a good time with Gay Hendricks and his wife.
Oh, very much so.
They were wonderful.
And Jack Canfield was actually very, very nice.
Yes. I mean, I did go to his conference, you know. I did wet the beak a little bit for him. Kept his...
What'd you say?
Wet the beak. You know, like what it's called, like, you know, keep the
wet
ship
his,
going.
Keep the... Like, wet his
I put
whistle.
Some money into his coffers. That's
got
what I meant.
It. Got
that's
it.
What I meant to say.
I see.
I don't know if that's true.
You're a whore.
Yeah. Huh?
You're a whore.
I'm more like he is, right?
Yeah. Oh, he's the whore.
I don't know. But I love Jack Canfield.
You were procured the whore.
Yes. Yeah. We have spent money on everybody that we've interviewed. We've always spent money on them as a thank you. we'll buy a couple of your books, no problem. Thank you for letting us interview you.
Yeah. You know? But anyway, I was just saying, though, the Spotify thing.
Yes. I feel bad that...
Have we bought stock in Spotify?
That's what I want to know. Yeah. I want to know, should we buy stock in Spotify?
Yeah.
Is that, unless it's owned by something else, I'm not sure. Maybe it is.
Mm.
Like, is it a Google
product? Yeah, because I've not seen it as a stock.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I could ask Alexa, do we even want to?
She's at the moment.
She's been like a little, I don't know, she's been out of sorts this week as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You ask her something, she doesn't even hear it.
Mm. Well, you've been deep diving also in this hole of Epstein.
Yeah, I'm watching the Netflix special called Filthy Rich, the Jeffrey Epstein story. Or it's a documentary, actually.
Yeah.
And one of the producers was his neighbor in one. He's got like seven homes in an island. You know, it's called the Pedophile Island. The Little St. John's in British Virgin Islands. Mm. And then he also has this mansion in Palm Beach. And his neighbor in Palm Beach is the one and only James Patterson.
Oh, hello.
Who does all the crime novels.
Yes.
And so he's producing this documentary.
And I think of, I don't know, who's his character, James Patterson's character? He's Morgan Freeman in the movies.
Alex Cross.
Alex Cross, yeah. He's Morgan Freeman in the movies.
I love the Alex Cross novels.
I do too. He's great.
Yeah. And then Alex Cross died, I think.
Oh, did he?
I'm not sure.
Then he started writing about Alex Cross when he was young.
Yeah, that's right.
He started over again.
Exactly. But so I'm watching this docu-series on Jeffrey Epstein. And honestly, I did not know, I knew like a thimbleful of stuff before this.
Oh, okay.
And it's still an enigma.
Yeah.
But the guy definitely is a pedophile.
Yeah.
For sure. And yet they say how charming he was and charismatic. And everybody wanted to know how he became so vastly rich.
Yeah.
And among other things, there were several things in his life where he got dumped a lot of money. But one was at a somewhat young age, he met the guy that started the Limited and then bought Victoria's Secrets and all, and had this huge, huge mansion in Ohio. And somehow Jeffrey got somebody to say an introduction to him.
Okay.
And after so many months or whatever, the guy made him in charge of his will.
Oh, my God.
And all these things.
Yeah.
And could use his mansion whenever he wanted.
Okay.
And somehow left him billions. This guy.
Billions?
I think he became his lover in some sense.
Oh, okay. Got it.
You know. But that was just one of the very many
interesting
ways that he became this.
Well, I find
so
interesting is like
so
Chappelle.
Well,
Dave Chappelle lives in Ohio as well. So I wonder if there's like this huge billionaire contingency out there. Like
I don't know.
Like, you don't have to have $1 billion to live like a billionaire out in Ohio. Mm-hmm. You just need $100 million.
Well, I saw this mansion.
Yeah.
It probably is twice the size of London the Queen Elizabeth's mansion.
No.
And grounds.
No. Really?
At least twice the size. Really? Maybe three times.
What? Why? Unless you're filming Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it was always called Downtown Abbey?
Yeah.
I always thought it was called Downtown Abbey.
Yeah, I know. I did too.
Downton.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey.
Yeah, but this is America, baby.
Yeah.
It's Downtown Abbey.
It's Downtown
go
Abbey.
Go Downtown Abbey. Can't I just stay uptown?
Yeah,
no, you got to go downtown.
Go downtown.
This is our third date.
Going downtown. Going downtown, Abbey. It's like, man, I don't want to go downtown. I will.
But it is pretty fascinating that he has basically had a pyramid scheme for these women. In other words, he really was a predator in the sense that I didn't know this about Palm Beach,
right,
where he had his mansion next to James Patterson. And it's basically like another island.
Mm.
And there's a big long bridge that separates Palm Beach from West Palm Beach. And West Palm Beach is like trailer parks,
mm-hmm,
and just
my people.
It's, you know, it's our people, girlfriend. Yeah.
Golf and cart loving.
I don't know about that. I don't know if they could afford it. But these girls that he, you know, would get from them were vulnerable. They were abused. Some of them, their parents were in prison.
Yeah.
And they were just, you know, living hand to mouth. And so he would give them $200 to come in and massage him. And then he would turn those girls into the, if they brought other girls, they would get $200.
And the girls would get $200 too?
Yeah. And the cops said that at some point they could trace like one girl bringing in like anywhere between 400 to 600 other girls.
Oh no.
Yeah. And this is just in one town.
Yeah.
So I'm on like episode 4 right now. Yeah. There's like 6.
Now, so, I mean, is he talking? I mean, like, do you find out who these people are that are going to the islands with him? I mean, we think that it's Clinton. We think it's Trump. I mean, they had been on his plane, but they didn't say anything else about it. He has
I haven't heard any of that. I mean, these are just, at this point, he's just doing, it's just him.
Yeah.
And that girl, that woman. That's his,
I've heard about her.
She's, I don't know if there are a couple, but yet she's totally his pimp or
so
whatever.
So this is the thing. Do they have such a high sex drive, or have they pushed their kink boundaries so far that they're having to hire, how old are these girls?
Well, here's the thing. They're all under 18.
Okay.
But mostly they're about 14.
Oh, for
heaven's
sakes.
And they did. They have had some as young as 12.
Oh,
he said
one
time for his birthday, he got 3 12-year-olds to come over 36 from
year old.
France.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he traded in his 36-year-old for 3 12.
Oh, it usually goes either way. Okay, got it.
But you know, I know we're laughing, but still,
yeah,
it's
gross.
It's gross.
And what's gross about it is that, and I think what you're trying to allude to is this fact that there is a point when you have so much money that you don't play by the rules everybody else plays
right.
by.
Oh, he never did. Never played by the rules.
And you think to yourself, it's the same problem we had with, you know, Weinstein, mm-hmm. Fox News, the whole mm-hmm. thing. It's like, no, because, I mean, they had a lot of women getting money and non-disclosure agreements.
Right.
Bloomberg, you know, he has his share. Yeah. We don't know anything about him, but it's this idea that at some point it feels gross all the way around mm-hmm. because they're waving more money than you may ever see in your mm-hmm. lifetime. Mm-hmm. And to them, it's nothing.
Right.
But they rather do that than you like make it public.
Yeah. You're expendable.
They can justify their own bad behavior by saying, they got something out of it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that bad. They
got
money.
There was an exchange.
Yes, there was an exchange.
Yeah.
And so they get to whitewash their morality because mm-hmm. there were, quote unquote, an exchange involved. When the truth is, I would struggle with, like, if somebody did something bad to me mm-hmm. and there was a, like, hey, don't say a word and I'll give you, $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, I've got parents. My mom wants a fucking convertible. I mean, I don't know. Guess mm-hmm. I'm going to take it. I'm guess I'm going to keep my mouth shut, sign a non-disclosure, and take the money, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
$100,000 wouldn't be enough, though.
No.
I mean, and then there's that line where they say, we know what kind of person you are. We're just trying to negotiate where, you know, the money.
Right.
And I don't know if that's to be true, because at some point, the money represents a better life. Then you can start balancing out.
Well, so where I'm at so far is like, yeah, you can they do have money, but he also has power.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And he said that some of these women were threatened.
Oh, for heaven's
and this
sakes.
One woman, she had to leave her and go to a different state, and then they would find her and say, hey, we know you moved here, and one time this other woman, she was pregnant with twins, and they said, well, I wonder where you're going to have those, because we know every doctor in this town and no one will, you know, take what? Those. I mean, this is power. It's not just money.
It's Illuminati power.
Yeah.
You go and you're thinking these guys have so much money that they no longer have to worry about working anymore.
Mm-hmm. They're about what?
Working.
Yeah.
Like their mind's not about working anymore. Their mm-hmm. mind's about, oh, I did something. I'm going to do something really stupid and bad. And I'm going to waste a lot of calories figuring out how to make sure that nobody ever finds out about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that must just be their whole game.
Yeah.
I don't get them.
And also, like, they interviewed Alan Dershowitz, who's
anything?
This famous attorney. And they were, they asked him, how could you do that?
Yeah.
And he said, well, when you take on a case, you put on blinders and you do the best absolute job that you can with the resources that you have available.
I understand that part. Kind of. Do you understand that part?
I mean, I can understand that he said that, but I think this Alan Dershowitz has a deeper story involvement in here.
Yeah.
But now, okay, so we're talking about this. Now, on the other hand, I'm not going to say any names, trust me on this, but in one of our further out circles of people,
yes,
we know this person who, she lives with a person who is on disability of some sort.
Yes.
And she gets money from the state to be his caregiver.
Right.
And so they live together. Yeah. They're a couple, but she works like 200 hours a month.
Right.
Giving care to this person who she lives with and gets paid from the state.
Yeah.
Now, that kind of in my head, I had to work with that a little bit.
Right.
Kind of effed me up a little bit. I don't know why.
Right.
But then, here's this person, they're living in like a little one bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
They don't have a car that's reliable.
Right.
You know, and then this is happening because he's waiting for his money to come from the accident
that
he got disability from.
Right.
And all of this. And you're like, oh, you know, the Republicans would have like a field day. Those people.
Right.
You know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But yet, on the scale of the Jeffrey Epstein, and the guy only got like 18 months in prison for one charge of procuring sex.
Right.
Not even with a minor, I think, or something like that. Do you get what I'm trying to? That
I do.
You know, it's like
we, you know, it, what you realize is that some people would go, oh, we have people on the dole, you know, all these people on the dole and disability, they should be working out there.
Yeah.
And then, but then you go, oh, wait a minute, they're on the opposite end of this.
Yeah.
There are a lot of rich people out there, like we don't even know, ultra rich, uber rich. That I bet half of them don't even claim half the money they're making.
Oh yeah, well they've got definitely. You know?
And then
they're talking about these poor women, these young girls that have been abused, and they have a story like, you know, my dad's in jail, or my parents got divorced, and then my mom, you know, my stepdad abused me, and you think these mothers had no other. I mean, in those days, had no real choices, but if they hooked up with a guy, they could at least put food on the table.
Right.
I don't really know. Do you know? I mean,
I know what you're saying.
It's just a weird.
And I just thank God that never had to happen to me. You know.
I know, girlfriend.
You guys always had an open door policy with me.
Yeah.
If I had to come back home, I could come back home. You know, but honestly. Maybe because the way I was brought up, no judgment. It would just be like we weren't really, didn't really raise us to be sex positive.
I hoped to scare the poop out of you.
That's exactly what you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sex led to death. Before marriage. After marriage, it's all okay. But before marriage, sex led to death. Maybe by Jason. possibly, or by definitely some kind of venereal disease that your nose will fall off.
Yes, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
And also, what else? Alcohol led to death.
Alcohol led to death. And then typically, alcohol led to having sex before marriage.
Yes.
And that's a double whammy.
That's another death.
death. Death by sex by alcohol.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, by the time I was one, you were showing me like ads. This is when they had booze and, you know, real booze in magazines.
Yeah.
And they say, honey, look, do you see the skull in the ice cube in this, you know, bourbon ad? Cool. Yep. I go, yeah, I kind of see it, Mom. There's a skull there. I go, yeah, that's right. They're programming you that you will die if you overdrink on this.
That's right.
And they're wanting you to get used to dying.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, got it.
Subliminal messages.
Yeah. So hold on one second. All right, so cool. So so that's kind of, it's been a very interesting deep dive on the Epstein case.
I know. I would recommend... This Filthy Rich, this docu-series on Netflix. Good. I could totally recommend it so far.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I want to apologize for that little break we had in the podcast right there.
No. No.
You guys know I have to take the phone call. I mean, you know.
Normano's got it. You know, listen, let's just let bisons be bisons.
Exactly. So, Griffin, how was the show?
Hey, it was great.
It was great.